Today's recording is l'schus in merit of Jesse Golganov, Chaim Yosef Ben Eliza, a young man from Montreal that has gone missing in Peru for already a few months and has not been heard from since, and with prayer that Hashem should give much strength to his parents Alyssa and Todd, by an anonymous sponsor. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Avichayil, came to go into the king, she requested nothing. Loi biksha davar. She requested nothing, except what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the guard of the women, would say. And yet Esther obtained grace in the eyes of all who beheld her. As opposed to all the other young women, the other maidens, that when their turn came to come to the king, the Megillah says two lines before, that whatever they would request, whatever she would request would be given to her, to come with her from the house of the women to the king's house, that all the other maidens, whatever they wanted, whatever they needed, whatever they felt was necessary for them to be able to come to the king, whatever they felt would make them beautiful for the king, whatever their agenda was, whatever they had in mind, whatever they prayed for and asked for, all the things that they stipulated that they needed to be able to go into the king, all the things, the lists that they gave and had long requests to say, that I could only be intimate with the king, I'll only be beautiful enough for the king if I have this and if I have that, and I have all sorts of conditions and things that I need to be able to go into the king. When it came Esther's turn, she requested nothing, except what Haggai, the guard of the women, would say. She requested nothing, like biksha davar. And yet, even so, Esther was the one that obtained grace in the eyes of all who beheld her. Even though she requested nothing, except what Haggai, the guard of the women, told her she has to have. Even though she requested nothing, she didn't ask for special ointments and perfumes and makeup. She didn't put all sorts of conditions to beautify herself for the king. She didn't ask for anything. Even so, and the king loved Esther more than all the women, and she won grace and favor before him more than all the maidens, and he placed the royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Even though she requested nothing, she didn't ask for things to beautify herself. But Chassidus comes and says that in a deeper way, all of our souls are yearning to be the Esther. And it's not even though Esther didn't request, but because she didn't request anything, that's why she found favor. Because there are those maidens, there are those people that they ask for all sorts of things to be able to be intimate with the king. They have long lists. Whatever she would request would be given to her to come for the house of women to the king's house. They have whole long lists and agendas and conditions how they could become intimate with the king, with God. There are those people that say to God, God, I want to connect with you, I want to serve you, but for me to be able to do that, I need to have here's my whole list. I need to be able to have all these things physically. I need to have a good life. I need to have a parnasa. I need for things to go well in my life. I'll serve you, God. I'll pray. I'll do what you want, but I have a long laundry list. You have to make sure that things are good for me. My life has to go well. And so too when it comes to spiritually, I want to be able to feel you, God. I want to be able to experience you, God. I want to be able to be inspired to serve you, God. So there are maidens that have all these long lists and conditions. Yeah, I'll go be intimate with the king. I'll be religious, but I need all these perfumes and ointments and things to prepare myself. And Chassidus says those maidens, in order to be able to go to the king, they need to spend 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with good-smelling ointments. Meaning if you're going to put stipulations to connect to God, then God also has a whole bunch of stipulations. You have to have whole processes of how to prepare yourself. If it's going to be a question of tit for tat, then you also, soul, you young maiden, spend 6 months becoming bitter over all the things you've done wrong. Spend another 6 months preparing yourself and being joyous and feeling that there's nothing like connecting to God. You have to prepare yourself really well to get into the king if you have your long laundry list. But there's another way, the way of Esther. The way of Esther requested nothing. There's a way of being completely butthole, of nullifying oneself and just allowing oneself to be taken to the king. when the turn of Esther came to go to the king, lo biksha davar, she requested nothing. Master of the universe, I just give myself over to you. I'm not requesting anything. I don't have conditions and stipulations. Please, God, just let me be one with you. Let me be intimate with you. Even if things don't go well in my life, per se, physically, in my physical life, even if spiritually I don't have any experiences, I don't feel anything, I feel cold and dry, I don't care. Le biksha davar, I'm not asking anything of you, God. Just let me be with you. Just let me be intimate with you. Except what Haggai, the guard of the women, would say to do. Haggai, Chassidus says, comes from the word that means thought. Inner thought and meditation, inner silence, hegyon libi, yilaratzon imrefi, the hegyon libi, the thoughts, the meditations of my heart. God, Master, Universe, accept what Haggai, the guard of the women, accept what Haggai, accept what my heart tells me, what you need, God, what your agenda is, God. That's what I want, that's what interests me. Only what Haggai, the guard of the women, what the silent meditations of my heart is saying, that it's what you, God, want. Whatever your agenda is, God, whatever my heart is telling me that this is what God's agenda is, I let myself be taken and to be intimate with the king and do fulfill whatever the Haggai, whatever the Hegyon Libi, whatever my heart's meditation silently is propelling me and saying, this is what God wants for me. That's what I, what Esther does. And such a person, the king loves more than all the women and wins grace and favor before God more than all the maidens. Or in the words of the great religious, ecstatic, mystical poet Rumi in his beautiful poetry about God, continuation of the poem that we began yesterday. Last night he was in a crowd and I could not take him openly in my arms. So I put my face next to his as if whispering a secret in his ear. Haggai. All the happiness in the world could not ease this longing. There is only one cure, the beloved. I thought, when I see him, how much I will say. I saw him, and not a word came out. I saw him, and not a word came out. Esther requests nothing. The souls that long the most for God don't need to take him openly in our arms. We just put our face next to his and request nothing. Only what Haggai, the meditations of our heart, propel us and let us know to just do what God wants of us. I saw him and not a word came out.